It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her stories in the newspaper itself, where you get home delivery or newsstands, online, which is rep-am.com. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning, Marshall. How are you this morning?
Well, I'm looking forward to this week where the temperatures will be nice, basically beginning tomorrow through Saturday.
So. Oh, great. Warming up. Terrific.
We can use that. We really can.
We can. Long siege. So we're in budget season, as you know, which also means we are reporting on the grand list for the year. And everybody has gone up a little bit, but if you've noticed, Salisbury's grand list has gone up over 11%, which is amazing. And according to Curtis Rand, first selectman, you know, there's been so much activity because of new houses, new people moving in and houses being bought and sold. So it's an interesting demographic, shall we say. So we'll be following budgets as they relate to these grand lists. The Salisbury Finance Board did hear preliminary budgets from the Board of Ed, Region 1, and the Selectmen the other night, and the rest of the towns will be doing the same in the upcoming weeks. So we'll be watching.
It's a busy time. And tonight, besides all the regular meetings, there's a planning and zoning special meeting.
Oh, boy.
And this
in Salisbury. Yeah.
And this deals with affordable housing.
With Holly Place. Yeah. And this is their application. So we have heard one application hearing, which was withdrawn eventually. Then the committee, the housing committee, held a special informational meeting, and now this is bringing it before planning and zoning. And as you know, and your listeners know, this has been really controversial issue, and I would suspect it will continue to be controversial.
Well, it's interesting. The opponents to it have mm-hmm. put together a real nice, slick campaign on video on Facebook that they've posted, mm-hmm. And it's a dilemma that nobody wants to be on the wrong side of.
Mm-hmm.
But sooner or later, towns have to make a choice.
Right.
You know, if we, especially with now, with new people coming into the area, our fire services, our emergency services, new families are going to bring in, of course, children, our teachers. These people have to be able to afford to live in our area.
Exactly.
If you're going to provide all those services and you want people to keep moving into the area, because if you have to pay for full-time fire, if you have to pay for full-time ambulance, and there's not enough teachers, families aren't going to move here or stay here.
Exactly. As we've said before, you know, we have an aging population. These towns could just die off. You've got to have some sort of mix. And
And
the town did vote overwhelmingly that this Holly Place is the right one for an affordable housing complex. So,
you know, I understand people wanting to get involved and want things to be perfect. But, I mean, there's only really two places in Salisbury where you're going to have affordable housing. Either it's where there was a big building once before,
mm-hmm.
or maybe a portion of the Pope property. But the ball has been battered around for so long, the can has been kicked down the road. It's time that a decision was made.
Yep. You're right.
You know, we saw it in Falls Village. Lots of back and forth, lots of information from both sides, and not everybody's happy with what happened. But the towns around here have to move on it. I mean, you look at Sharon has had affordable housing for quite a while.
Mm-hmm. And so has Kent.
And so has Kent, yeah.
And Cornwall's done, yeah.
So I mean, it's just one of those things that the towns got to get by.
We need diversity, I believe. We have the asphalt plant in Canaan. Issue was raised again at a selectmen's meeting, a group of people who are opposed to that Metcalf's expanding his operation. We're out asking that the town take some sort of stand on this, and the selectmen, and they would like their lawyer to speak with the town attorney, and that issue has not gone away either. I'm sure we're going to be hearing more about that.
Yeah, the interesting thing about that is that it's a Connecticut Supreme Court decision. I mean, that, you know, that the planning and zoning didn't act properly, and so so that's going to be really hard to overturn. I think the people that are against it should do more in the way of making sure it's run properly. Oversight.
Mm-hmm.
Ask the town for more oversight of the operation.
Yeah, it was just an unfortunate. The whole thing has been handled unfortunately.
And of course, the Board of Selectmen took a step back and said, you know, they'll consider what people are talking about.
Yeah. But they really have. This is under the purview of planning and zoning.
Yep.
Okay, coming up tonight also, Falls Village Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen, and tomorrow, Sharon Board of Selectmen. And then there are a lot of special meetings coming up during the week about budgets and things. So we will try and cover as much as we can.
Yep.
It's that time of year. There were lots of library meetings as well. There was bees yesterday discussed at library, and
then there were not bears. What was that? Scoville had had a great presentation on Saturday.
Oh, on beavers.
Yeah, on beavers. Yeah,
right. Yeah. So we're into the animal land this for this month. Lots of good stuff going on.
And I would be remiss if I didn't mention, even though there's no announcements or anything like that, the passing of two giants, that's Rob Peters, of course, owner of the Woodland, and across the line, Phil Turney at Turney's Junk Store. I mean,
really iconic members of the community.
Yeah, figures of the community that weren't just shop owners. They were really vigorously involved in their communities.
We've lost so many, as you said, and it's just early in the year.
Since the end of December till now, a lot of key figures in our area have passed. Well, Ruth, we'll keep following the stories in the paper.
Okay, Marshall. We'll keep writing them. Okay, have a good week.
Take care.
You too. Bye.
Ruth Epstein, the Republican American. Once again, you can find Ruth's story at rep-am.com. You can also find it in the paper, which you can get by picking up or by getting home delivery as well. And, of course, we rebroadcast this on our on-demand page. Go to robinhoodradio.com, click on demand, click on the Republican American Report with Ruth Epstein.